Hello, and welcome to another AARPG Silver Alert from Gen Con 2026. I'm here in the Paizo booth, the lovely Paizo booth, with Rue Dickey from Paizo. How you doing?
Hello, it's wonderful to be here. My name is Rue, and I'm Paizo's Associate Director of Marketing and Media.
Well, we've met a few times. It was the first time we have you sat down and talked, so this is great. We'll get to know each other a little bit. So how long have you been with Paizo?
It'll be a little over 3.5 years this month. So I've been with Paizo since April of 2023 is when I started.
That's great. What's been the favorite thing, your favorite thing about this particular Gen Con?
Well, I'm biased because horror is my favorite thing, but I'm really excited about 13 Omens, which we have the preview of here at Gen Con. It's our new Rules Light supernatural horror RPG designed by Jason Bullman. And we also have an adventure launching here, Bequeathed, for 13 Omens, which was written by James Jacobs, both of whom are very strong Pathfinder adventure writers who have taken their adventure props and taken them over to 13 Omens, and also both of whom are huge horror aficionados. So Bequeathed and also Jason's story, which is in the preview, it's called Welcome to Hollybrook, are both amazing horror adventures.
Well, what a coincidence. That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about, because if you've watched us before, watch our actual plays, we do quite a bit of horror from, you know, Alien and Brindlewood Bay and all that good stuff. From reading the little blurbs about it, it does not sound like Scarefinder. It sounds like something completely different. Give us the background on that.
Yeah. So 13 Omens is a D6-based engine. So that's your first big difference from Pathfinder and Starfinder. All of the players use a shared dice pool of 21 dice, 8 of which are safe, and 13 of which are omen dice. So we have here dice sets that the safe dice are white and the omen dice are red. If you're playing at home, you just need to know which color you identify as safe or dangerous. We will sell the dice sets that have the white and red so that you have an idea of what you're playing. At the start of that game, the 8 safe dice go in and 1 omen die starts.
Oh.
As tension progresses, as the acts of the story move along, and as we as players make mistakes and anger the entities that we may or may not be engaging with, more and more omen dice get added to that bag. Every time a player has to make a check, they reach into that bag and pull out usually 2, sometimes 3 or 4 if you have an advantage or disadvantage on that roll. You pull those out and roll them. If you pull an omen die, it's kind of bad. If you fail on an omen die, it's very bad. Failing on omen dice wounds your character. When you pull a wound in front of you, you are allowed to have 3, and then on your 4th wound, you die. This game is built for one-shots, and it is built for destroying player characters.
I love it.
We have at the show, we're doing demos, and we have little ribbons for I died versus I survived at the end of the demo. One of these is running out way faster than the other. I'll leave it at that.
So if I understand correctly, so you're reaching to the dice pool blind?
Yes.
Okay, so you have no idea.
No idea what you're pulling out of there.
That's I love that. So how do the omen dice get added? What kind of things would cause?
So the first omen die is added during what's called the introduction or the prologue, which is sort of an introductory monologue that sets the stage for the show. That's when that original one gets thrown in. Throughout each act, more are added. So you add 3 in act 1. 4 in Act 2, and 5 in Act 3. And those dice are added either when the antagonistic entity, whether it be a ghost or a serial killer or an alien that's hijacked your bachelorette party, any of those. So when the host decides that they are going to make a play, the host will add a die to the omen bag. This does mean that sometimes the host adds a die to the omen bag and you don't know why, which is terrifying. But also, when the players do anything particularly risky, like perhaps they decide to split the party, that's something that makes the danger level higher. So basically, on a vague level, the dice get added whenever the danger level increases. And then from a more prescriptive level, the adventures that we release will give the host sort of key points of like, hey, after the players have gotten this far into the haunted house, they should have engaged with the ghost at some point. If they have managed to avoid that by sheer force of will, this is the point at which the ghost finds them. And that is the point where you'd add those omen dice in.
So it sounds pretty... not to kiss anybody's butt, but it sounds pretty simple and elegant to... And I see why you're thinking, like, one shots for this. On top of that, is there, like, a base setting for this that explains why the world is the way it is? Or?
Yeah. So, actually, 13 Omens takes place in a modern world that is ours, but a little bit to the spooky side. So, there are real locations. Eric's scenario, which we're running as our live show on Saturday, takes place during a tour of the Seattle Underground. So it is our world. A lot of the adventures are based in sort of U.S. locations for the core book. Some of them are based in overseas locations based on where our freelance authors are. But all of them take place in a world that is ours, but a little bit to the scarier side.
That helps. Now, are there tools or plans for tools for people to design their own adventures in this setting with these rules?
So not in the preview that we're just releasing here. Right. The preview guidebook here is literally just how to play and an adventure. But the full game, which we're crowdfunding in October, will have a whole chapter on creating your own 13 Omens adventures. And also, I'll give you a bit of a sneak peek. One of the things we're making for the crowdfunding campaign is we're calling it a digital creator's kit. And it's going to have templates for you to make your own adventures. So like it'll give you the exact template that our freelancers use when working on their adventures for 13 Omens.
So is it an open license or has that been worked out yet?
That has not been worked out yet. That's something that's also a little bit above my level of understanding. But basically, I mean, the rules engine will be no matter what, because rules Paizo always puts into open things. What we may not put into the open license is we are doing some world building that is like what makes 13 Omens' world separate from our canonical Earth. Like, for example, in Jason Bulman's adventure for the preview, the ghost hunting team is called the Ghost Chasers, and they appear again in the core rulebook in a different adventure. So those characters will likely not be open, but the rule engine for 13 Omens will be.
Okay, so we'll do something like that's freeing up in like Ghost Busters or something like that. Sorry, I'm pretty cheesy. How do you build characters, and what kind of choices are there for making your own character?
So 13 Omens is a much slimmer system, obviously, than Pathfinder or Starfinder. Character creation takes literally 5 minutes. It's great. Each story, so each 13 Omens adventure, comes with 5 archetypes, and those are essentially character classes. And those are always themed to the adventure. So, for example, Bequeathed, James Jacobs' adventure that is here, is all about a family who have been called back after the death of the family patriarch, and so you have like the spoiled dropout and the prodigal son and the perfect child, and so rather than having like set like names and characters, it's more of what archetype you're playing. And each of those archetypes, there will be 5 skills that everyone shares. These are just the standard adventure skills like fight and dodge and like intelligence-based things, that sort of thing. And then each character will have 5 skills that are adventure-specific. So, like, the prodigal son might be really good at stealing, but not very good at remembering the family lore. and so that's kind of how character building works. So when you build your character for 13 Omens, all you have to do is sort of go down the line and assign values to those stats. So if you want to have a really high strength character who's good at fighting, you put more of your points into fighting. If you want to have a character who's a little bit more cerebral, you'll put them more into the like charisma and intelligence based scores. And it's just there's a list of numbers essentially, and you knock those numbers in and those are your scores. And then you also will get to pick your perks. So perks are like, If you ever played a Powered by the Apocalypse system, perks are a little bit like the moves that you pick at the beginning of one of those. And then you pick your equipment. So each archetype has a list of like 15 items you can choose from. You pick three of those items, and those are the equipment you've brought with you.
Okay, that makes sense. So character creation is super quick, one-shot game, horror. Number of players you recommend?
4 to 5. Technically, you can play with fewer than four, but it gets really messy because if one of you dies and you're only playing with three players, then it's two people versus the ghost, and it gets really rough. So we recommend 4 to 5 players just so that when inevitably someone dies, you're not then scrambling to finish the adventure. Or if you want to die quickly, you can play with 3 players and then all of you will die. And then there will be potential for more than 5 players during the crowdfunding campaign, because there are some non-story locked archetypes that can be unlocked through the campaign. Okay. Because essentially you can't have more than one of the same archetype. So at launch, you're locked to those 5 players. But there will be some universal archetypes that can be implemented in any story. And at that point, you could then expand your player base.
Yeah, that makes sense. You beat me to it. Because it sounds like for the scenarios, you're probably, even when new scenarios come out, you probably have a whole new set of archetypes for each new scenario. So that's really cool. So crowdfunded in October. When do you think the actual product, I know you don't know, but if you had to look in a crystal ball and guess when this thing will actually ship?
If I had to look into a crystal ball, I would say maybe May of next year.
That's more specific than I was expecting, so that's cool.
That is what we are hoping for, so.
Okay.
May.
I think we covered a lot of ground with that, or anything I'm missing out from 13 Omens that we didn't cover?
I think something that I'm really excited about and that we're really excited about 13 Omens is the versatility of horror. And so... you're not kind of locked into one kind of story with 13 Omens. So for the preview here, obviously, we only have a couple of adventures. But for the crowdfunding campaign and the full release, we have horror adventures that span niches and tropes going back to the 80s and the 70s and 80s, the Hammer horror movies, all the way up through modern horror and sort of like the transition to more of the like teen slasher in the 90s and 2000s. So we're gonna have touchstones from sort of 40 years of horror in this book.
I want to do the thing. That's
The thing is something that you can absolutely recreate in 13 Omens. One of the things that James Jacobs and Jason Bullman and Joe Pacini worked on when they were developing this was sort of making a game that gives you the exact same tension arc as watching a really good horror movie, and so I think they've done a really great job.
Last one thing I didn't, is there a sign up yet for the crowdfunding? Is that okay? So I will link that in the show notes. So just click down there and like, subscribe, all that bullshit.
It's real easy. It's 13omens.com, and you can do either the number 13, or if you want to type more letters, you can spell out the word 13.
Well, that's awesome. Ruth, thanks so much for sitting down and talk with me. Pleasure actually getting to know you a little bit more. And thanks from the AARPGs. And any last words there?
Just I hope everyone has a wonderful Gen Con, and I hope to see you scared and spooky October 13th.